So there will be a show.
I cannot make calls to action, apparently, to tell you what to do about this show. But what I can say is that there will be a show tonight. Camper Van Beethoven will be playing tomorrow night. Not only Camper Van Beethoven will be playing, but Victor's band, McCabe and Mrs. Miller, will be opening the show.
Which if you're a parent of a small child and have rock and roll tendencies, and you're aware of this band called the Sippy Cups. My co-vocalist in the band is Allison Levy, Sippy Allison from the Sippy Cups, who sings adult music with me, not child music.
But
we can be childlike.
Sometimes. That Saturday show is 21 and over. Tonight's show is 18 and over, I believe. So
if you're a youngster and you're curious about...
Then we can only tell you that there will be a show. It will happen. We have no incentive to offer you... we cannot make qualitative statements about this show, apparently. We cannot call you to go to this show.
Well, but a listener could call in.
This is true.
For instance, I've been wondering about this because since we walked onto this campus and into the station, I realized that, A, this is just like the University of San Francisco, which is where we live and where we've done many, many interviews, because it's a Jesuit university with a punk rock radio station sitting in the midst of its campus that's been going on here for how long? How many years have you been here?
Well, this is actually... We just turned 30 years old.
As KUSF just turned 30 years old,
there was a revolution going on. Sometime in 1978, the Jesuits were basically starting all these indie rock stations. This is very interesting. It's subversive.
There's also one down in Los Angeles at Loyola Marymount College, also KXLU.
So this is like the activist priests in El Salvador, perhaps.
Yeah, exactly.
Something like that.
What I want to know is... I listen to KUSF and the other stations in the Bay Area. I'm an avid college radio listener when I'm driving. So those of you that are listening to this station at 2 or 2:30 in the afternoon on a Friday afternoon, where are you? What are you doing? Why don't you call up and tell us?
Well, maybe a lot of people are freelancers, work at home, or they are driving. Or they can also listen online at wlew.org. And if your employer allows that evil...
So you think that there are people that are at work right now listening online, potentially?
Yeah, if the employer doesn't filter it out.
Right.
Huh. Yeah.
Well, I'd be interested to find out. I'd like to know what the demographic is.
Well, speaking of call to action, somebody can call at 773-508-WLUW, which is 773-508-9589, and get a pair of tickets to see you guys playing tomorrow night at the Abbey Park.
Oh, look, someone's calling already.
Lovely. All right. Well, somebody's going to get a pair of tickets to see Camper Van Beethoven while we listen to another song, another favorite of mine. This is really, I guess, pretty early on.
When we were kids. We were five.
Song about a little doggy named Lassie. How do you like that one?
It's a song, that's for sure.
It is a song. We can't say, you know, qualitative things about it, apparently.
But if I were to say it was the best song ever about Lassie, I might indeed actually say that. In fact, it might be the only song I actually know of about Lassie. But...
And given that, it may in fact be the best song written about Lassie. But we can't say that.
There may be songs you haven't heard yet, though. So.
Right.
Always.
The unexamined life, as they say.
All right. Well, go do a Google search and find out where Lassie songs are hidden. Let's hear it now. The day Lassie went to the moon, okay?
Yeah.